Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Excited to get on the Rude Guest Hotline, talk with a Washington legend. Mr. Joe Theismann joins us now. Joe T., what's up, man? How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing well. That's a nice way to start my segment with the Bee Gees.
Yeah.
Enjoy that very much.
Now we have to get
the other things, right?
Yeah. I think our producer Jim Mullins there is saying, it's only four games. You don't want to freak out too much by one result. Washington's still very much a lot of football left to play. But damn, yesterday was ugly, Joe.
It was.
Yeah, it really was. I agree with you. I think that so many different aspects. You know, they made some big plays, and we didn't get a chance to. I think Marcus has played very, very well for us at the quarterback position. And our running backs have done pretty well. We just haven't been able to capitalize on plays when we need to on the offensive side, and defensively, the running game, just creates an issue for us, it seems. And, those are all aspects that you go from week to week to week to isolate and say, okay, we need to fix this. How are we going to fix that? And this is going to be a great test for us going out and play the Chargers, who have one of the best defenses in football and one of the best young quarterbacks in football. So, this football team has always managed to find a way to rise to the occasion. And I'd expect that same thing this weekend.
Joe, the tackling is a big issue to me. In your day, my day, people hit and wrap up. Today, everybody just bump people and think they're going to fall. It was a disgraceful display yesterday. How do you get that changed up if the NFL and the NFLPA don't want people to practice football? How the hell are they going to play football?
Mitch, you're so right. There's two areas where I think football has changed significantly from when you and I played. And not that we're going back in history and say in the old days, but no defensive backs wrap up anymore. You're absolutely right. Everybody wants to body block somebody. The other thing is if it's a big running back, none of the defensive backs want to take him on.
Mm-hmm.
They're afraid of him. That's the God's honest truth. They're absolutely afraid to hit a big running back in the hole. I watch linebackers. I watch defensive backs whiff, just completely whiff, or attempt an effort. Maybe they think that the film is not going to expose them, but I see that so much. And the other thing is wide receivers today, because they have a 5-yard rule, they can't get touched. Their route running is terrible. As a quarterback, when we played back, when I had Art and Charlie and Alvin and Virgil, I insisted on giving me hints. That way I get the ball out of my hand. I can't anticipate where you're going to be. Now guys run through the holes so quickly, and I think that one position has suffered tremendously from a rule change as far as disciplines go. But you are so right about the tackling. The tackling is horrific, not just what we saw yesterday, but across the league.
Yeah.
Nobody's willing to step up and tackle anybody. You have some Buda Baker, for example, is one of those safeties that can do that. Chin was that way. They're willing to stick their nose in and make plays. But now it's like, you can't get these guys on the ground throwing a body at them. You're absolutely right.
Yep.
I'm talking with Joe Theismann here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Joe T., you played quarterback at a really, really high level. You know how to kind of take apart a defense. When you see some of the coverage busts that the Washington secondary is having repeatedly, what do you see when you're watching that?
I not only see it with us, but I see it with a lot of different teams. I don't think it's the complexity of the defenses, because now, you know, remember, and I guess, you know, Brian pointed it out so well. Nobody practices. You don't have time to prepare for the regular season because nobody allows anybody to hit. Nobody allows really much, many, you don't have any games to really analyze people. Your starters never play. So when you start the season on opening day, that should be your first preseason game. So you look at 2 or 3 weeks in, now guys are starting to find themselves. They're starting to find their condition. They're starting to learn how to communicate with one another. You don't get any of that nowadays in the off season. It's a joke. It's an absolute. And I, as a fan of the game, I'm insulted to have to watch a lot of this stuff on football and know that in week 3 or 4, I'm going to start to see decent football again. I mean, as a fan of the game, I love the game so much.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was very, very good to a lot of us. But I'm excited about the game. But what I see is I see guys putting the ball on the ground, guys not holding onto the ball, guys dropping the ball, guys not tackling, guys not blocking, offensive linemen jumping off sides. They can't even look at the darn ball when it's sitting there. I see so many things that are undisciplined, and that's a direct result of not being able to practice the way you're supposed to play. I was very insistent. When I ran a practice on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, to me, they were games. That was a game for me.
Mm-hmm.
There were no excuses. You had to know where you were supposed to be. I had to throw the ball correctly. It didn't matter. To me, it was all about that's another game for me, and Sunday became an extension of that. And now, unfortunately, because of the rules, the way the league has been set up, guys, you can't really approach it that way.
True.
You know, you sort of have to feel your way through it, and all of a sudden you get in a game. Now you got to put your, you know, pedal to the metal and get it going. It's we're not light switches.
Yeah.
You know, it takes time. It takes time to get us ready to go.
Joe, so I was talking earlier, okay? Like, at this level, you're a professional. You're the top of your class, top of your profession. And if there's something that didn't work all week in practice and not working in the game, I think players should have the right to adjust some things. And without, like, going against what the coaches say. Like, I did it all the time. Bobby Jackson knew I was going to do it. If it don't work in practice and it's not working in the game, I'm not going to keep doing it. I'm going to do something else. And if the thing I do works, then I'm going to try to implement that into my whole game next week. But do players do that? I know back in the day, guys would make adjustments in a heartbeat. Now, it's like they go out, they do something that's not working, but I watched the whole game yesterday, and I watched one route combination, and they never changed anything about it. And they just kept completing passes on that same route combination the whole football game.
Yeah, you know, there's two ways that goes, Mitch. First of all, if you find something that people can't cover, you just keep doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you find a kink in the armor, then you keep exploiting it, and you keep exploiting it until you stop. It's funny. You bring up a great point. Coaches tend sometimes to outsmart themselves. What they do is they have success with something, and then they say, well, geez, you know, they're anticipating that the defense is going to make an adjustment. Instead, we ran 40 gut and 50 gut
yeah.
So people's nose bled. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
We're going to run it, and we're going to run it, and we're going to keep running it, and we're going to run hitches, and we're going to run, you know, out routes. We're going to run things. If you can't stop them, we're going to keep running them. And even if you stop it once, it doesn't matter. We're going to keep on running again because
mm-hmm.
we believe in what we're doing. I think that, you know, some of this, you know, we got trapped in some bad mismatches yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're trying to cover Bijan out of the backfield, he's a load. I'm telling you, he's one of the best running backs in football with speed, power, and everything else. And the ability to catch the ball. I mean, he's a rare combination we see in today's game. We just ran into a great, you know, a terrific performance by a terrific young running back yesterday. But I, like I said, I think that, and to me, it was funny with Coach Gibbs, that it wasn't a democracy. Joe drew up plays. It was my job to read the defense and get the ball, as he used to put it, to the open receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Today, what I see so much in football is guys are willing to throw the ball up in the air, hoping that the receiver makes a play or hoping that you get an interference call.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's like whatever happened to throw to the open receiver is what I'm talking about. But guys now also have input into the game. You know, the quarterbacks will get the game plans usually on Tuesday, have an idea. They'll sit down, they'll talk with the coach and say, I like this route, I don't like that route. Then they'll practice it, and if it doesn't look good, they'll say, you know, I just don't feel comfortable with this route, and they'll take it out. So there is more communication between the player and the coaches. But again, sometimes you try and outsmart yourself. Sometimes, you know, you you can disguise the routes with a lot of different formation combinations. You run the same thing over and over and over again. It won't look the same when it starts, which causes a problem for the defense, but the end result's going to wind up the same.
The end result yesterday certainly winded up the same.
It did. You're right, JP.
Seemed like Atlanta just had something figured out and Washington couldn't stop it. You mentioned earlier that you've been pretty impressed by Mariota. I think in his two starts, he's performed certainly admirably for a backup, given his team. I mean, in the Raiders game, he was fantastic against Atlanta. I thought he did more than enough. The offense gave this team a chance to win.
Yeah, they did. I mean, you know, we had trouble stopping their offense. It's funny how our league is and how games are. The week before, the Atlanta Falcons put a goose egg up.
Yeah.
Didn't score. Then all of a sudden they come out and put 34 up against us. It boils down to when I watch a football game, and I usually sometimes have a little piece of paper next to me, and I'll sit there, and there'll be four or five plays in a game that determine the outcome of a football game. Four or five key plays make a difference, and they made four really key plays in that game, and we didn't get a chance to make as many. Mm. And, you know, the score was close enough to say it was one or two plays here and there, but it just didn't go our way. And I think, you know, we have to sort of take a step back and look at our football team and say, who are we're young in some places and we're old in others. And, you know, the year we had last year was fantastic, but that year is gone. There were a lot of late wins in that game. There were miracle finishes in that season last year. This is a new football team with a new year to establish its own new identity. And this run that we've got coming up here, you know, Chargers away, Bears at home, Cowboys away, Chiefs away, Seattle at home, Lions home, then we go to Madrid with the Dolphins. Mm-hmm. And then you finish the season with, you know, four straight division games. I mean, the schedule's not getting any easier. But you earn the right to be able to play a tough schedule because of your record the year before. And I think that, you know, this is going to be a game for us to get a real fix. The preseason's over in my mind. Mm-hmm. Now let's say, okay, the Chargers, they got beat by the Giants in New York with Jackson Dart, which was, thank goodness, the kid got a chance to play. I hope he doesn't want to play against us down the road, though, to be honest with you.
He looked all right.
He did, yeah. He did a lot of things well. He used his legs well and threw the ball well. But this is a chance for us to be able to go out and you know, make it happen. Everybody's beatable in this league. Yeah. Everybody's beatable in this league. And certainly going out to play the Chargers is going to be a challenge for us, but I believe this team's going to be up for it.
Joe, I keep getting asked, what's the identity of this football team? I haven't been able to figure it out just yet, but I would guess that they wanted to be running the football because they had two games where they rushed for over 100. Rushed for 150 yesterday. That's a very good output. Against Green Bay, they couldn't do anything. What would you say the identity of this football team is, or what should it be?
You know, I still think it's – Mitch, I still think it's trying to find exactly what it is. I think you know, Cliff looks for a balance. I don't think you could overstate the fact that Terry wasn't there. You know, without Terry with Jaden, you know, you get two key individuals on the offensive side of the ball that make plays, that create those one or two plays that I talk about in a game that you have to try and find. Them not playing makes a difference to this football team. I think they want to run the football enough to be able to keep defenses honest. But I would say that we're probably a team that would want to, you know, maybe 60-40 throw the ball, maybe even 65-35 throw the football a little bit, because you can get the ball out of Jaden's hands quick, and all those short passes become just like extended runs.
Yeah.
So it's sort of a complementary aspect to the running game. You know, the two young running backs are, you know, they're playing their hearts out. They're running hard. They're making plays. They're doing everything they can. But we're, you know, I just don't see this football team as lining up and running the ball 35 times a game and expecting us to be able to control the flow of the game.
Talking with Joe Theismann here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Joe, one thing that I keep going back to is, listen, man, they played four games. They're 2-2. There's a lot of football left. But for Dan Quinn said it yesterday. We start slow on the road. You just mentioned three of the next four are on the road.
Yeah.
At what point is that on the players, on the coaches to turn that around?
You just have to ignore it. You know, the football team that I was honored to be a part of, we didn't care if we played somebody on an aircraft carrier in the middle of the ocean. It wouldn't matter to us. And Mitch, I know you feel the same way.
Yep.
Wouldn't matter. And that's part of establishing the identity. Of course, back then, you know, you had guys that played a lot of football together. You know, this team is still trying to, this is not the 2024 Commanders. This is an entirely different group, a different group of players, a different chemistry that has to be created. And now is the time they have. This isn't time for one of those player meetings. This is time where the guys have to come together. And Mitch, you brought up, you're going to have to tackle better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've always asked, when I've had a chance to talk to different teams, my question to them is, which one of you is going to make the play that makes the difference in the game? Which one of these guys in this locker room is decided that they're going to make the play that makes the difference in the football game, to allow us the opportunity to win? And like I said, you knew one another when we played together. This football team is still learning about one another. Debo is new. You know, Larry's new. Terry was out. So, you know, you've got guys. You have to make plays. You have to catch the football. You have to be able to block well up front. You Yep. can't make stupid mistakes. You can't make mistakes. You can't wind up with first and 30, okay?
Yeah.
It's tough to overcome first and 10. But when you got first and 30, you know, it's like, okay, we're going to pick up 20 yards and then we're going to punt. What bothers me sometimes is the mental mistakes you make before the ball's ever snapped that creates issues and problems for play calling. And it makes it harder to be able to do what you want to do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Joe, last one for me. It based on my own knowledge, I feel like it's going to be Jaden when we get to L.A. on Sunday. How much of a difference, how much of a boost is it to get Jaden Daniels back on the field for this team?
Marcus has been a great steward of the position.
Yeah.
I think he's really stepped in. You know, I would put him up there and say, you know, as far as backup guys that have to go in and play, I put him in, you know, near the top in the league as far as being able to adjust, not get a lot of practice time, be able to efficiently run the offense. He can do it all.
Agree.
Jaden brings a different element to it. You know, there's a degree of athleticism that he has. There's the deep ball accuracy that he has. You know, there's so many things that he brings to the table that are unique to the position that not many guys possess. So to have him back, I think, would be a confidence factor to know that they can do certain things in this offense they want. And, you know, the question with Terry, you know, is Terry going to be healthy enough to be able to play the game and have the impacts that he has? You know, wide receivers, it's funny. You know, if you get 9 targets a game, that's a lot. Yeah. You make 7 catches, that's a big number. But it's not a lot of plays in the scope of the amount of plays that are being run on the offensive side of the ball. And so, if he can make 1 or 2 plays at a key moment, which he has time and time again, it makes a difference. So to answer your question, JP, yeah, I think, you know, if Jaden is able to come back and play, I think it's a plus. Yeah.
Joe, we appreciate you making time for us on a Monday morning. Seriously, thanks, man.
Love to visit with you guys. Take care.
Hi, man. Take care, brother.
It's our friend Joe Theismann, true legend of the Burgundy and Gold organization. Appreciate his time and honestly the perspective, because you got to zoom in on yesterday, but you also got to zoom out on the totality of the season. Yeah. Here's what we're going to do. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Yesterday was ugly. Offense was pretty good. Matt Gay made all of his kicks, but damn, the defense did not get it done. Phone lines are open. Give us your blame pies. Phones will be open the rest of the show. We're all gonna talk. We're gonna talk our way through this. The boys talking ball. Maybe the girls too. Everybody's welcome.
Yeah.
You know what else is starting to happen around here? Warm days and chilly nights and mornings. It's that time of year. It's almost October. Time to schedule a $99 heating and cooling check with my guys, the 5-star heating experts over at Crop Metcalf. My wife and I love them. We have trouble. We call them up, and they're at the house usually within an hour or two. Now, for just $99, a Crop Metcalf certified 5-star tech will inspect both your heating and cooling systems in one visit, making sure everything's running smoothly, efficiently, and ready for whatever Mother Nature throws at you. That means it'll boost your system's performance, that'll lower your energy bills, and if you have any small issues, we're going to catch them before they turn into serious repairs or replacements. That could cost a ton of money. A quick call to Crop Metcalf now is a small move that could really save you big when temperatures flip. Well, the last thing you want is to get to January and then your system just goes out and your house is freezing and you're moving your kids into a hotel. That's the kind of headache nobody needs. Do yourself a favor. Do what I always do. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Schedule your appointment today. Crop Metcalf is the home of the 5-star technician.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.